and TJ show reminds you, being uninformed makes you unpleasant. This is the Ace and TJ Fix.
Has Justin Bieber released another video of him being racist? Or at least making bigoted remarks? That's coming up, but first our lead story. I don't want my mommy, I need my daddy. You know, we all say we want to spend more time with our kids. Everybody wants to spend time with their children, watch them grow, help them grow.
Do?
But does that result in you hiding in the bathroom? 64% of parents say they feel the need to escape for a while during a day with their kids. The average time when the parent needs to escape, about 3:50 in the afternoon, and most everybody finds refuge in the bathroom. They spend an average of 14 and a half minutes in the bathroom with the door locked just to get away from kids. The average parent says they take about 3 to 4 trips to the bathroom during the week because that's their only way to get some privacy.
I remember my mom doing that same thing and me knocking on the door. Mom, hey, mom. And she goes, no.
Give me
a minute. Yeah, she would go lock herself or wherever.
Aww. And you think it was just to get away from you?
Just to get away, yeah. Oh. Or she had a show. She watched All My Children, and you knew you're supposed to just keep walking right by her. Don't acknowledge her.
Yeah.
Don't talk to her.
But she wouldn't watch All My Children in the bathroom.
No.
Okay.
But that was another one of
but
those.
But you knew when All My Children was on.
Don't talk.
My mom was the same way. She had a show that she just did not want me talking to her during that show. The show was called My Childhood. That's what it was called. It was an Emmy Award winner.
It was longer than The Roots. Yeah. Just a long.
It's the longest miniseries.
Well,
ever.
Actually, it's advanced into my adult years. Show's still ongoing. It's just morphed into something new now.
It's just like a saga.
Yeah. A woman gets pulled over for drunk driving, and that's where the fun begins. Drunk driving is what I like to do. I like drunk driving. 28-year-old Kathy Sanchez of Glendon, Minnesota, was driving her Buick LeSabre Saturday around 2 o'clock in the morning when the police pulled her over for swerving. Well,
wait, now was she swerving or was she getting her swerve on?
Two different things.
Okay. Now, when she got out of the car, what was the best way that cops knew she had been drinking? Well, clearly she'd been swerving. She may have kind of stumbled a little bit. Oh, and she had 3 Jello shots stuffed in the pockets of her jacket.
Wow. I love
just
that.
Just 3?
Or 3 left.
Yeah.
3 left. Because her eyes were bloodshot. She smelled like booze. She failed, as they put it in the article, a bunch of sobriety tests.
A whole gang of them.
Yeah. And then they gave her the breathalyzer, and she blew .136. That is almost double the legal limit.
She could be so pretty.
I need to fix her makeup.
Well, I mean, she's a drunkard in that picture, obviously. And I bet you,
Then she made a bad situation worse by trying to give the police a fake name. But they quickly figured out who she was because, you're the lady with 3 previous DWI convictions, and we took your license away because you are a, quote, danger to public safety, end quote.
Well, she's not. Think about it.
She's facing 14 years in prison.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you fit 3 Jello shots in your pocket? That's what I wanted to know.
What was the jacket?
Oh, jacket.
It was a jacket pocket.
She must have been burning up.
Yeah. Is there another Justin Bieber racist video, and did he put it out? Well, yes is the answer to the first question. There is another video of Justin Bieber saying the N-word. This time he changes the lyrics of his song, One Less Lonely Girl, to One Less Lonely N-word. TMZ says Justin was 14 at the time and that his handlers intentionally allow the video to surface online because he wants to, quote, own up to what he did, end quote. This comes a couple of days after he apologized for another video where he tells a racist joke that includes the N-word. That happened when he was 15. This second video apparently occurred when he was 14.
His people ended their statement of this release by saying, "You're up, Donald Sterling. Your turn."
Boom. Justin Bieber has not directly commented on the second racist video, but he did post an Instagram of some Bible passages. All of them deal with forgiveness and salvation and sins. His excuse was, again, basically he was just a kid at the time. Since he's learned much more about how much words can hurt, because obviously he was 14.
Yeah, I have heard a lot of reports that he is really genuinely trying to straighten himself up a little bit.
Well, good.
I have.
Yeah. Well, I hope. Well,
But the reports were from like 14-year-old girls, but still.
Oh, okay.
No, really, I have. I've seen that.